And welcome back to the KGGF studios here on this Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Spann. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studios, just like we are so many Tuesdays, by the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. As I got to give it to you, and a big shout out here. I went up to Independence last Thursday for the 4th of July. First of all, I didn't know that you could go out onto the football field. Fantastic spot to sit. I mean, right underneath it, dark as could be, but tell you what, it was a good show. It was a great show. And then Independence, it's like competition. You know, every citizen out there wanted to make a bigger show than the city did. But I'll tell you what, the city did a great job. It caps off to you guys for putting that together.
So. It was a great show. I watched it from a location right off of Penn Avenue. And I, too, was amazed at all of the city, the show that was going off. And then to my left and to my right were all of these other actually pretty magnificent fireworks that were being shot off too. But I didn't know you could go out on the football field.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
cool.
It was, well, and of course, I don't know if I was supposed to be there, but there was several other 100 people. So I was like, okay, I'm following the crowd here. And yeah, great spot. I mean, fantastic. I think you could have gone up in the bleachers or something, but we just found a good spot on the turf down there. Sat right underneath them, dark, great sound, and yeah, great show as well. So again, caps off to them, and big shout out, hopefully, to the city as well. I'm not sure where you got, but it sounds like you got fairly close to your budget of what you were hoping for.
We did. We got very, very close, and then I think the city takes care of the rest, and it was a great show. And then you guys will be having your show coming up.
That's right. This Saturday, it is the summer celebration, so it's kind of two weekends that you get that experience. So, but we won't have the same kind of neighborhood effort that we had last week. That was pretty cool. We were just walking down, you know, through the zoo, and then we had parked it in those neighborhoods down there. It was, I mean, every other house, they were just firing off fireworks. So again, big shout out to Independence for you guys. That was very entertaining. So I guess we'll just start up here as it is Tuesday. There's so much that happens on Tuesdays here. Of course, in the morning, it is recycling day.
It is. So as always, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple, you can drop off your recycling. Strangely enough, last week I had probably 3 or 4 calls about recycling. So I just wanted to point out a few things to make people aware of exactly what they take at recycling. So be sure and collect all of your plastic in a separate bag, all of your glass, all of your paper. You don't need to sort your paper, so you can throw all of the paper together. They also take e-waste, so bring all of your e-waste with you, and aluminum cans, cardboard, just all kinds of things like that. So again, put all of your paper in a bag, all of your plastic, and we take plastics 1 through 7 and your e-waste and everything else, and drop those off. You really just pull in, you pop the trunk, they come out, grab it for you, and off you go.
Yeah, it couldn't be any more streamlined. So I mean, you can take the extra effort to separate them and bag them, and then I'll tell you what, it's a great service that you guys have up there. Volunteer wise, you guys still kind of always open for that in terms
of
the
cycling? We do still need volunteers on that first Saturday of the month.
Gotcha.
So we had a great effort last Saturday. We had over 100 people drop off recyclables. That is always the first Saturday of the month from 8 to 12. So yes, if you're listening and you're interested in community support, you're interested in helping to sustain recycling, you need community hours, give us a call at 331-1890.
Again, great stuff for cycling in the morning here today, so you don't want to miss out on that. Again, starts at 11, as Lisa had mentioned. And then tonight, a couple of things. We've got Cancer Support Group, as well as it is the Mid-Continent Band, as it usually is here on these Tuesdays through the summer.
We do. So the SEK Cancer Support Group always meets on the second Tuesday of every month, which would be tonight at 6:30 at the Nazarene Church. If you need more information about that support group, you can contact Valerie Davis at 331-4099. Refreshments are provided. It's for cancer patients, survivors, family members, friends. Anyone who would benefit from this kind of support group is welcome. And also, they always have a great speaker. Tonight's speaker is Michelle Foreman, and the topic she's going to cover is caregiver support.
Nice.
So they always, like I said, provide some really good information through a speaker. So again, that is always on the second Tuesday at 6:30 at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street. And then you also mentioned that it's Mid-Continent Band. So Mid-Continent Band is, I think I've said this before, they're in their 127th season. They play every Tuesday evening in the Park Band Shell through the summer months. And I wanted to give a little save the date. While they will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock on July the 30th at 8 o'clock, it will be family night. And that's a night where it's kind of just focused on family fun. So we bring down face painters. We bring down popsicles and glow bracelets. And they usually have a theme that night. And the music is going to be all centered around the Great American Road Trip. So July 30th will be family night.
Great stuff. Well, and speaking of family night as well, obviously you can head down to the Family Aquatic Center at any time, but family nights are Thursdays and Friday evenings through the summer. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And I've had a lot of phone calls about this too. So yes, you can bring your kids to the Aquatic Center during the day hours and enjoy great fun. Admission is $4 per person. But family nights are Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7, and the entire family can get in for $5. So it's a huge bargain for a couple hours of great fun. Obviously, the sun is still out and shining, and it's plenty warm between 5 and 7. And it's a little less hectic because they clear the pool, and the only people that are able to stay are those people that are with family members.
Great, great. Well, and yeah, I'm sure some will take advantage of that, especially with, you know, 4 or 5 kiddos, something like that. Perfect opportunity to bring the whole family out for just an easy $5 bill. So, again, family nights, Thursdays and Friday evenings through the summertime. And then one thing that I was always fortunate to live up in Independence for that little while, and then we just stumbled upon in the downtown area on Fridays were that All Wheels Night.
I know. So All Wheels Night and Cruisin' Indy will be Friday, July 19th from 6 to 8 in downtown Independence. We just want to invite everybody downtown for, you know, hanging out with your friends, getting some good food, enjoying lots of great music, and checking out all the motorcycles and cars. I don't know which band will be playing or what the food special will be, but I will have that for you next week. But right now, mark it on your calendar for Friday the 19th, because it's always a lot of fun. And then at 8 o'clock, what's really cool is all of the cars and motorcycles pull out, and they do an old-fashioned Cruisin' Indy. And there have been evenings where the last time that they had it, I was actually down at the office doing some work on Friday evening, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I can hear this rumble coming down Penn Avenue, and I get up and look outside, and it's the cruise happening, so it's fun.
Yeah, I think that was the first time I stumbled upon it. I was just driving down probably Penn Avenue or somewhere like that through town, and I just see all these great cars. And again, there's a lot of things, and one thing I'll always give Independence is the downtown area has always got something going on, especially on the weekends. So you guys do a great job with that. I know that will be on the 19th, so not this weekend, but next Friday, and then that following Saturday, ICC. And this is a pretty cool little football clinic that they got going on.
I know. So we just had First Friday last week, and the new head coach, Kiyoshi Harris, spoke. And I think if I have my dates correct, and I'm not looking at a calendar, but like August the 24th, I might be wrong about that, but is the first home football game for ICC.
Oh, wow.
And so football season is going to be here before we know it. So Saturday, July the 20th, as you mentioned, Independence Community College is hosting a free youth football clinic, and it'll be on the college's practice field, which is a brand new turf field out at the college. It's from 9 to 1. You do need to pre-register, and you can call Brittany at 816-785-7125, or you could call the college and they could put you through to Brittany Thornton, and you can get registered. But what a fun way to get all of the youth out. It's all ages, so everyone is welcome, and just build some future pirates.
Yeah,
so.
Again, and we'll kind of end the discussion at this, but Harris doing a great job in the transition as well from coach to coach, and kind of outreaching to the community as well, and kind of, getting them back onto where ICC should be in terms of the face of the public sometimes. So Kiyoshi Harris doing a great job at that.
You are exactly right. He is an amazing man. His wife is a wonderful lady. She teaches English at the high school, both of them have a true passion for kids, and he's going to bring those, pardon the pun, incredible football players down for movie night that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, where we will be showing The Incredibles too. So he is, like you said, getting them out into the community, giving back. We give them athletic scholarships, so what a great way for them to give back to the community that's given to them by offering free football clinics, being down for movie night. They read to kids in the elementary schools, really really being good role models.
Well, great. And ICC doing a lot of cool things at the end of the summer, or end of July here as well. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I know one thing. I went up there last year for it, but it is coming up to fair season, and it's the 98th annual, actually, up there this year.
It is. It is. So the 4-H Fair will open up July 24th through the 29th at the 4-H buildings out at Riverside Park. So you will want to check that out. You can go on Facebook. You can go on their website. And I'll have some more details probably next week on times for the different showings and everything. But it is, it's always free. It's a great way to take the kids out, see some livestock. You know, if you don't live on a farm, your kids might not see a sheep and a goat and a pig and a cow. And yeah, and so it's a great way to get those kids out to really, I mean, they're up close and personal. You can walk right up and see those animals. So rabbits, and just not only that, but it's also fun to watch these 4-H'ers show all of their livestock or show their food or their clothing that they've sewn or their photography that they've taken. It's a great program.
You know, and the one thing I took away from last year as well, because of course I'm sure there was 4-H where I grew up, but I was never, you know, involved in it or really interested in it. But, you know, last year there was this kid, I think he had his little sheep or goat kind of run away from him, and it affected his score, and he got upset, you know, and, you know, he picks himself up and he said, I'll be back next year. I mean, it's just the great attitude that they have there. And I was amazed to see some of the projects, baking, you know, putting it textiles, things like that. I mean, it's all over the, and you're right, watching them hand, I mean, that guy was three times the size of that little boy, and he was handling that animal just fine. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to watch. So, again, 4-H Fair is coming up throughout the summer, but Montgomery County is the 24th through the 29th. And then, as I mentioned, ICC, they've got something else cool going on, but it looks like Saturday, July 27th, you got plenty of stuff going on that day.
It is. So it all starts bright and early in the morning with the summer sidewalk sale in downtown Independence. So mark that date on your calendar, July 27th. It will be here before we know it. So get downtown, get all the bargains, and shop till you drop, and then move on to the Independence Country Club, because it's actually all centered around ladies at 11 o'clock. It's called ICC's Helmets and Heels. It's football 101 for women, Saturday, July 27th. And for more information, you can contact Brittany again at the college, 816-785-7125. But it's an opportunity for all of us as women to get together in conjunction with the Don Harris Golf Tournament that they will be having. But it's an event just centered around an opportunity for women to learn more about football. You know, I was joking that I love football. I love basketball. I love all sports. But I don't know all the fine details and all of the rules and everything. And so I just cheer along with the crowd like I know what I'm talking about. But I think it'll be fun to be a part of Helmets and Heels and really get some insider scoop on the inner workings of football. So you check in at 10:30. The event is from 11 to 1. They're going to have food and drawings and giveaways. It's $20 to go, and the money goes to scholarships, so it goes to a good cause. And just wear some great athletic wear, because the flyer says that I think we're going to be out doing maybe a few drills
there
too.
There you go.
Few fun
drills.
Stuff. Well, and then you said not only that, so you're shopping early in the morning, then you go learn about football mid-morning, and then go home and rest up, because that night will be an incredible night. As I said before, we will be showing Disney's Pixar Incredibles 2 in downtown Independence. That again will be Saturday, July 27th. It's being sponsored by Independence Animal Hospital and Atmos Energy. And I mentioned that the football team will be down there that night as superheroes. We will also have Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl will be down there, so you can get your picture taken with them. There will be face painting and movie popcorn fresh out of the movie theater, popsicles, bottled water, and just all kinds of fun things will be happening down there.
Man, so the last day of last Saturday, I should say, of July is going to be busy up there at Independence. I think it's a fun spin, and I hope you know, it encourages also ladies that kind of do know a little bit about football and maybe surround themselves with other fans of the game, because you know, you're like my girlfriend, absolutely loves sports, but there's sometimes when, you know, like a little penalty or a little infraction happens,
right,
and she's trying to ask or trying to understand it. And sometimes I'm either on the microphone or can't explain to it. So, it makes a good point. But again, I hope it encourages ladies that also still know a little bit about it, maybe meet some friends that enjoy sports as well. So, again, speaking with Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson this morning, don't want to miss out on any of this stuff. But if somebody, do you guys have, it's a great little calendar here. Do you guys have these available online at the Chamber? Where can they find out what's happening throughout the summer?
Yes. So there's a couple of things right now that I would encourage people to do. To go to our Facebook page, which is Get Independence, and all of the flyers for these events will be posted on there. We will also be publishing a community calendar probably today that will have all of the listings of everything happening during the month of July that will be on our Facebook page. We'll post it on our website. And if you have any questions about the details, if you missed something and you want to ask a question, be sure and give us a call at 331-1890.
Great stuff. Again, that's Chamber Director from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, always enjoy these interviews every Tuesday, and we'll check in with you in 7 days.
I'll be back.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.